Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and I'm just reading from verse 41. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 41. Now his parents, that's the Lord, his parents, went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child, Jesus, tarried behind at Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. This is a familiar story, and we spoke on it recently in our church here in Lisburn. So our congregation are probably going to know the story that I'm going to tell in just a moment or two. But here's Mary and Joseph. They've been in Jerusalem. They've been in the house of the Lord. They've been obedient to the Lord. They've been worshipping the Lord. And now they're returning back to their home. And the amazing thing about it all is they left the Saviour behind. They went an entire day's journey without him. And they supposed, or they just assumed or presumed, that somewhere in their company the Lord was with them. But they were not immediately conscious of it. They just made that presumption, that supposition that the Lord was with them. And many people in our society, especially church-going folk, we make that assumption and we suppose that the Lord is present with us, whenever it may be that that is far removed from the actual reality. How many there are who come to and from the house of the Lord week by week, month by month, year by year, and they just suppose that all is well. They suppose that they're saved. They suppose that they're walking with God. They suppose that they're going to heaven. They maybe suppose that the Lord is with them in their lives, but they're not immediately conscious of it, and they're maybe deceiving themselves and deluded all the while. Not all that long ago, and you're going to be surprised maybe at this, I felt awful about it, but not all that long ago, at the two boys, we were down in Belfast, we were doing a bit of shopping. And I'd parked the car not far from Sandy Row and Great Victoria Street. I had an appointment in another part of Northern Ireland for that afternoon to speak at a particular meeting, and it's some business to attend to. And the boys were going to come with me and sort of sit in the background whenever I was doing that. But whenever I come back to the car park, and I always make it my intention to get back at least 10 minutes before the ticket expires, just so I don't get another ticket. And I came back and I couldn't believe that there was a large yellow wheel clamp on the front of the car and a huge big sticker in the car window that said untaxed vehicle and another ticket under the wipers with a number to ring. And I thought this must be some type of joke. I always, in all the 25 years or more that I've been driving, I always endeavour to pay my car tax. As soon as that reminder comes in, I'll ring up the number, I'll tax the car, usually for about a year, and make sure it's done and dusted. And I was absolutely convinced, because every time a reminder comes in, I ring them up and I see to it that my car is taxed. And so I thought, maybe someone's having a joke here, maybe somebody knows my car and they know me and they put this clamp on, or maybe somebody's just got it wrong. And I was really, I just couldn't believe it. So I rang up the number of the people who had put the wheel clamp on and explained, look, there must be some mistake. I'm in Belfast here. I've got an appointment shortly. I've got a wheel clamp in my car and I've been told there's a sticker here that says my car isn't taxed. I said to them, I can assure you that I always pay my car tax. She looked up her records and she says, well, sir, not on this occasion. It's on our records here that your car is not taxed. And I says, well, there must be some mistake. By this time, I was getting a little bit annoyed. And I thought, people are going to lose their jobs over this one. Tried not to let that come across when I was talking to this lady. But she says, no, your car is not taxed. And I says, well, every time I get a letter, I send off the tax. And she says, well, you don't necessarily get a letter to say that your tax needs to be renewed. And she says, I can assure you that your car is not taxed. I began to panic and says, well, can you get this thing off the car and I'll pay my tax at the nearest convenience? She says, it doesn't work that way. The car needs to be taxed before we can remove the clamp. So I began to really panic. I rang the tax people across there, I think it's Wales, that they're in, explained the situation again. There must be some mistake because my car, I'm sure it's taxed. looked up the records, and all corresponded. No, sir, your car is not taxed. You're going to have to go to a tax office, your V11 form or whatever it is, and your insurance documents and get your car taxed. I says, I can't because I'm stuck in Belfast. I don't live in Belfast. I can't get home. Is there some way I can pay it over the phone? So after a long, long time, took about an hour or more to get all this processed. I was worried. I think, what type of testimony is this? Boys sitting in the car, they were getting a bit fidgety. I was worried my phone was going to run out of battery and doing all this with the loudspeaker on the phone. But by and by, it came to pass that I had to pay a fine. I had to pay an arrears. I had to pay a fine to get the clamp taken off the car. And then I, of course, had to tax the car as well. Cost me an absolute fortune. And I can assure you that I wasn't trying to fiddle the system, in case there's any tax men watching this. I was convinced, sure and certain, that my car was taxed. But I was wrong. I suppose that it had been done. But it hadn't been done, and it could have ended in disaster. Because if I don't think if I'm taxed, I don't think I'm insured either. And I just thought about Mary and Joseph. They supposed that everything was done and dusted. They supposed the Lord was with them. They supposed that everything was well. And many people make that supposition too. They assume, they presume that they're saved, they're right with God, and they're going to heaven and home. But maybe that is far from reality. I wonder today, are you ready? Really saved? The Bible says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. You see, the reality was, whether they sent me a letter or not, and they acknowledged maybe that I didn't get a letter, but I was still responsible. And we dare not presume on spiritual things. Make sure you're right with God. Make sure your sins are forgiven. Make sure you know that you're going to heaven. And if you're not sure, make sure today, by repenting of your sin, by consciously calling upon the name of the Lord, by consciously putting your faith and trust, even now, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Thank you for listening, and God bless you, and I hope you believe that it was sincere, and it was a genuine mistake. Okay, thanks folks. Bye-bye.